I'd like to tell you a story that happened when I was a kid. My family took a family vacation every year with another family that the son was the same age I was, and we've been friends since we were in kindergarten. And we stayed along the river in this cabin, and we would go every single year. Well, one year we went and we decided we were going to play catch. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm a pretty competitive person. So we're playing catch, and when I play catch, I like to try to throw the ball as hard as I can. But the drawback of that is you get a little wild. So we're playing catch, and I fire one over his head, and it rolls down like 100 yards. He's got to go get it. He's mad. He's fuming. He's like, "We're just playing catch. Why do you have to throw as hard as you can?" He leapt back and wailed and threw it way over my head. And it went over my head and then started rolling into the river. And that was the only baseball I had, so I was running after it. And then as I stepped down into the river to try to get the ball, I stepped on this bee's nest that was on the bank, right? So then this bees, they don't like it too much when you step on their nest. So then they start attacking me, and then I started screaming. It was probably a manly scream. It probably sounded something like this: "Oh my gosh, bees are attacking me! Ah, leave me alone!" And then I take off running, and I start running as fast as I can, and my buddy Heath is like 30, 40 yards in front of me, and he's way faster than I am. And he was a point guard on our basketball team. I played post, so there was no way I was going to catch him. But I was running to him because I was mad. I was running to get away from the bees, and I was just trying to run. Today's gospel, we hear three different times of this race between the beloved disciple John and Peter. And the question is why? Why were they running? Were they running to get away from something? Or were they running to something? Peter had denied his best friend several times. When he got word that Jesus was missing, his body was gone, he wanted to know what was happening. He was running to go see what was going on. And probably along the way, he had a heavy heart. And he probably was thinking, what's Jesus going to say when he sees me? I just denied him three times. And on the way to the run, I can't imagine the sorrow and the pain that was in Peter's heart. And the wondering, all right, is Jesus, is he going to be alive? Because he said he was going to come back. Or did somebody really steal his body? But there was so much angst, so much sorrow that was on his heart. And his friend, the beloved disciple John, ends up making it to the tomb before him. That's always an interesting image. It's like, why is it important that they tell us that John made it there before Peter? You know, we're not really sure. My theory is that Peter was probably some little slim guy that was running all the time, and John liked to eat cheese puffs and nachos all the time. And he pointed out, hey, look, I made it before he did. But either way, John, the disciple, gets to the tomb, and he sees it. He looks in, but he doesn't go. And then Peter gets in, and he sees, and he goes in. And he sees the burial cloths laid there. This story and this image of the disciples running makes us ask the question, why are we running? What are we running from? Are we running from our pain and our sorrow in our lives, and we're running just because we know I'm going to try to get away from it? Or are we running to our God, who can give us the peace and the joy that we won't be able to find anywhere else? Our Lord invites us to run to Him so that we can receive the gifts that He has for us, the joy, the peace, and the mercy of His love. You see, my friends, a lot of people today have come running into the church. A lot of people have been here more than we've had, probably since Christmas. And that's probably because people realize there's something here. There's something about being in God's presence. There's something about receiving His mercy, His joy, His love that fills our hearts, that wants us to desire more. So our Lord invites us to run to Him. Not just on these high feast days, not just on Christmas and Easter, but all year. And what's awesome about St. Thomas More is that we have Mass twice every day. We can come and run to Him to receive His mercy and love and the sacraments. We have an adoration chapel that's open 24 hours every day, that we can run to our Lord and experience the joy and the mercy and the love that we won't be able to find anywhere else. Life is difficult, it's challenging, it's got its whole share of difficulties. But we run to our Lord because we need Him. We need to be able to get away from that pain and that sorrow and that suffering that we so often encounter, to come to the arms of our Father who wraps us with love, who gives us the strength and the mercy to continue to carry on. So as we continue today celebrating the joy of the resurrection, Our Lord asks us the question, why are we running? And what are we running to receive?